Introduction. Welcome to stage one of our course, Generative AI for Product Managers, exploring the future of technology in business. In this stage, we'll dive into the foundational concepts and principles of generative AI. Whether you're transitioning into a role that requires a deeper understanding of technology or simply eager to explore how this innovative field can influence your business strategy, this session is designed for you. By the end of our time together, you will have a clear grasp of what generative AI is, its essential principles, and how it stands apart from the traditional AI we know today. Main content definition of generative AI. Let's begin with a clear definition. Generative AI refers to a category of artificial intelligence that can create new content, whether that be images, text, audio, or even video, based on the data it has been trained on. Unlike traditional AI, which typically focuses on recognizing patterns and making predictions based on existing data, generative AI takes a more creative approach, generating entirely new outputs. Think of it as a digital artist capable of creating a unique piece of artwork or a writer crafting a compelling story, all by learning from existing materials. For instance, tools like OpenAI's ChatGPT can compose essays or answer questions, while DALL-E can generate images from textual descriptions. Key principles of generative AI now. What are the key principles that underlie generative AI? At its core, generative AI relies on the notion of learning from vast datasets. This model leverages the patterns it identifies to create new data points that are coherent and contextually relevant. Another principle is adaptability. These models learn continuously, refining their outputs as they receive more data. This adaptability is essential in today's fast-paced business environment, where needs and trends can shift rapidly. Moreover, generative AI often emphasizes creativity and originality, enabling businesses to explore innovative solutions and unique content that were previously unimaginable. Comparison of generative AI versus traditional AI. So, how does generative AI differ from traditional AI? Traditional AI often focuses on classification and prediction. For instance, it can analyze customer data to predict purchasing behavior. In contrast, generative AI goes a step further, creating new data that can be used in various applications, such as generating personalized marketing content or designing unique products. While traditional AI is invaluable for insights and analytics, generative AI opens up a world of creativity and innovation. For example, traditional AI might suggest products based on past purchases, while generative AI could create entirely new product concepts based on customer preferences. Overview of machine learning and deep learning. To understand generative AI better, it's crucial to grasp the concepts of machine learning and deep learning. Machine learning is a subset of AI that enables systems to learn from data. Deep learning, on the other hand, is a more advanced subset that uses neural networks with multiple layers, allowing the model to learn complex patterns and representations in data. Generative AI often employs these deep learning techniques to produce its outputs. For example, a deep learning model might analyze thousands of artworks to generate a new piece that captures a similar style, demonstrating the model's ability to learn and replicate artistic features. Understanding neural networks. Let's delve a bit deeper into neural networks. These networks are inspired by the human brain and consist of interconnected nodes, or neurons, that process information. Each neuron receives input, applies a transformation, and passes the output to the next layer. In generative AI, neural networks can learn intricate patterns in data, which is essential for generating high-quality outputs. For example, in image generation, a neural network can learn various artistic styles and produce new images that resemble those styles. A practical example is a neural network trained on portraits that can create entirely new faces, none of which belong to real people. Types of generative models, e.g., GANs, VAEs. Lastly, let's explore the main types of generative models, generative adversarial networks, GANs, and variational autoencoders, VAEs. GANs consist of two neural networks, a generator that creates data and a discriminator that evaluates it. This adversarial relationship pushes both networks to improve, resulting in highly realistic outputs, such as creating photorealistic images or generating lifelike human voices, VAEs. On the other hand, focus on encoding input data into a compressed representation before decoding it back into a new output. Each model has its strengths and applications, which can be leveraged based on your business needs. For instance, GANs are often used in art and fashion industries for design generation, while VAEs are useful in anomaly detection and data imputation. Conclusion: as we conclude this stage, it's important to reflect on the concepts we've covered. Generative AI is not just a technological advancement. It represents a shift in how we think about creativity and problem-solving in business. By understanding its foundational principles, you are now better equipped to explore its potential applications in your role as a product manager. Reflection questions: how can the principles of generative AI be applied to enhance your current product offerings? In what ways do you think generative AI could change customer interactions in your industry? Reflect on a recent project. How could generative AI have been utilized to improve the outcome? Thank you for joining me for this first stage. I look forward to seeing you in the next session as we continue to explore the exciting possibilities of generative AI.